Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. 14 years ago, Daniel Koh had a radical transformation which changed the trajectory of his life. He went from being a 13-year federal employee to a full-time small business owner, and for the past years has been working as a missionary in Honolulu. He worked for the USDA on the Big Island, worked in the environmental program at Schofield Barracks, and served as the facilities director for Hana Community Health Center. Now, what would cause someone to change the trajectory of their life? Why make such a radical move? Well, sometimes there's an intervention that takes place that causes us to do things that seem contradictory to what we should be doing, or so others, in their opinion, may think. That other movement, we would say, comes from the Lord God Himself. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to share with you about experiences that dear friends have had about Christ and His work in their life. Why? Because Christ can work and move in your life. Whatever it is you're facing. Now, I don't know what Daniel was going through at that time. He'll share. But whatever it is that you're facing at this particular season in your life, whatever it might be, however difficult it might seem, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. In Christ who loves you so much, dear friend. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched and moved in the life of Daniel Koh, will touch and move in your life as well. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you turn to Him? Daniel Koh has served in youth ministry for 14 years as youth pastor in a local church and in youth ministry on most high schools in the state of Hawaii. He's the executive director of Youth for Christ Hawaii, YFC, with the goal of having a presence on every high school campus on Oahu. Daniel, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you, Danny, and thank you, Suzanne. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say aloha to all the listeners of this show. It's awesome to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up on Oahu. Grew up in a small place called Hawaii Kai. Back then, there was no Costco and no shopping centers over there. We used to ride bikes in the salt flats. It was a small Hawaiian community out there. It was a beautiful place, still is today, but grew up in on the east side of Oahu.
I need to jump in real quick and say exactly what street did you grow up on, please?
I was a poor kid living in a rich neighborhood. I grew up on Portlock.
Thank you very much, because we lived in Mariner's Cove. Okay. Thank you. You've got two Hawaii Kai folks here today, Danny.
I'm outnumbered because I'm from the west side. Who influenced you most, Daniel, in your growing up years?
You know, when I look back on it, there's, of course, everybody my age, we loved the age of space exploration. We loved Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy was a tremendous role model for us. Other people, Kennedy's speechwriter, Ted Sorensen, I always loved his speeches. It was just incredible. We all know them, and we probably don't know who wrote them, and maybe he wouldn't even admit to it. But also Henry Kissinger. I mean, a lot of people have mixed views on him, but if you follow some of the things that he did, I think he was a really great statesman.
What was it about Kissinger? Let's go a little deeper on that. What was it about Kissinger, some of the things he said or believed or discovered in his research? What was it?
I think, you know, what struck me about Kissinger was, of course, his ability to communicate and also his ability to work as a statesman, you know, during Nixon administration and to really bring about change in our culture, you know, detente, salt talks, all these kinds of things, opening up China for, you know, the China relationships with the United States. I think some of the things that he did, he was probably unappreciated at that time, but I looked at him. A lot of people, I think, during the 60s and 70s really didn't appreciate the capacity that Kissinger brought and, you know, there's just the brain power that he brought to, you know, international diplomacy.
So how did Kissinger or Sorensen or Kennedy, how did they influence you?
You know, I think the most important thing was to learn the power of words. You know, I've always been someone who loved to listen to people speak. I mean, you know, you listen to Martin Luther King and it brings you to tears and you wonder, is that possible for us to be able to master, you know, local boy, to be able to master the ability of communication to speak and to impact lives and to change lives. And of course, at that time, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't know that, you know, that could be used in that application to really impact and transform people's lives.
How did you become a Christian?
That happened later in my life. Was, you know, early in high school. You probably wouldn't know me if you went to high school because I spent most of my time at Sandy Beach and Makapu. So I graduated, you know, top of my class from Sandy Beach. And, you know, I had a reckless, wandering life until I was 38 years old. One of my best friends from high school, he gave me a Christmas present. And it was a, you know, fruitcake size thing. And I'm one of the weird people. I love fruitcake. So I was like,
you probably have lots of it to eat.
Not enough. But
we know where to drop ours off next Christmas, Danny.
Anyway, so I opened it up and it was a Bible. And I was furious. I was like, I do not need this. The nerve of you giving me this. He was a pastor at the time, you know, high school friend. You know, in high school, we used to do all the, you know, the kolohe things. We would, you know, we drank, we did drugs and all this kind of stuff. And he just kind of kept in touch, gave me this thing. And I was like, threw it away on the side. And, you know, through the course of the
offended
by the, you know, I wasn't a believer, of course. Mm-hmm. So I threw it on the side and then, you know, I would work. And at night, everyone's asleep. I just started reading it from cover to cover. And I'll tell you what, you know, the Old Testament stories, they're transformational. I was like, you know, of course, me with my agricultural background, it's like Jesus and everything in there really speaks to me. It's like, you know, I could have been in the audience there, but it just, you know, the pages and the stories and the transformational love and the unfolding of Christ in the Old Testament, it just drew me in. And it, you know, wasn't maybe about 3 months after that, that's how I became a Christian. I was you know, I was a business person. I had 3 farms at the time. And a Sunday morning, here I am. I'm packing bananas, and I was drinking a beer and doing a whole bunch of other things. And so I usually play the radio and stuff like that. I listen to, you know, some oldies, you know, rock and roll music kind of thing. And it wouldn't work. And I'm like, I want to listen to something. And so I just turned it on. There's this old man talking. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll just leave it here because I was, you know, really busy. And it turns out it was Billy Graham. So it's Billy Graham talking, and through the course of reading the Bible and that happenstance of the broken radio, that's how I began my walk with Christ, is Billy Graham's, you know, his message and his call.
You were in business at the time?
Correct.
What was the condition of your heart at that season in your life?
You know, I think depending on who you ask now, people will say, are you a Christian? You know, if you knew me back then, you would say this is a transformed person. I was, you know, I drank a lot, you know, I partied a lot. I made a lot of bad choices and, you know, I was very quick to get angry and, you know, use bad words. And it was transformational. That very day, you know, after Billy Graham had given his message and, you know, said, hey, if this is you, you want to respond? And, you know, I was in tears. I dropped the beer I was drinking and, you know, put the joint out, and that was it. It was a remarkable thing. But, you know, as you know, Danny, and you know, Suzanne, that, you know, maturity in Christ, it takes time, you know what I mean? And so fortunately or unfortunately, there's a lot of work that God still has to do in my life.
Mm. Well, and in my life as well, brother.
Amen.
I'm with you there.
Yeah. May I ask, I want to ask a quick question. So Christmas is past. Have you been in touch with the pastor, the friend that gave you the gift yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean in those 3 months.
Oh, in the 3 months when he gave them to me?
Right.
You no.
Probably didn't write a thank you note.
I did not. But, I mean, we're really close. And now, of course, a lot closer. He's kind of, one of my real close spiritual, I just want to call him spiritual buddy. You know, mm-hmm. He's a pastor of a church. And he always encourages me and stuff like that. And his son now works with us at in my work in the ministry.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was it? Was it something that Graham said? You remember a phrase, a word, or something that really captivated your heart?
You know, having read through by that time most of the Old Testament and peering into the New Testament, he was talking about the prodigal son, and it was the story of the father, you know, getting off the porch or whatever, however Graham depicted it, running to the son, and it just broke me. I was like, oh, that's what I need.
God is me. God is not waiting with his arms crossed, legs crossed, with his kind of a snide look on his face, seeing the dust clouds come up, and he's looking at the shadow of what looks like the silhouette of his son and saying, son, shaking his head. Mind you, he is not doing this. He's not looking at that and saying, you know, grovel. Get on your knees. I want your knees to bleed. I want you to beg to come back to me. I want you to somehow show me penance so that I can accept you again. No. The father looks at the son. He cannot sit. How does he see the son? He's been waiting there all along.
Yes.
Hoping, praying for the son to come back. He can't hold himself down in his seat. He gets up. He runs to him. My boy, you're home.
Welcome
my
home.
Boy, Daniel Cole. My daughter, Suzanne Maurer. Yeah. Dear one, you come home. Come home. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests.
In
the 1940s, he went around the United States preaching the gospel. It was an organization called Youth for Christ, and he was the first employee of Youth for Christ. In 1949, he was invited by a group of business people in Los Angeles. These businessmen wanted him to come and preach in the Canvas Cathedral, this giant tent in Los Angeles. And after 3 weeks, they thought, the attendance is dropping, we need to close shop. And as the story goes, William Randolph Hearst uttered the words to words, Puff Graham. And it was the paparazzi. Graham comes to the tent and he sees tons of people and he sees flash bulbs going off. He says, what happened? One of the journalists looks at him and says, you've been kissed by William Randolph Hearst, UPI, Time Magazine. And as it is, some may say, the rest is history. But God used that to propel Billy Graham into the national spotlight. And today we have another YFC employee in studio with us today. His name is Daniel Koh, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. In fact, you can find out more about YFC at yfchi.org. That's yfchi.org. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and Daniel Koh. Daniel, before our break, you were sharing with us about the transformation in your own life. Now, you're a businessman, and you were a businessman even at that time, at the age of 38. How did God take you from that period where you drop your beer, you put out your joint, you're listening to Graham on the radio, and you open your heart to Christ? How did he lead you into ministry?
Well, that, Danny, is a crazy story. There was, probably in everybody's life, there's a confluence of events that happened mm-hmm. at that time. I had spent 13 years working with the federal government. I worked in the federal building. I served in the district offices on most of the islands. And I was up at Schofield working with the military. And I really enjoyed working with the military. But the thing about that was they had a 3-year stay at each duty station. And so the time was up for us to move. And the only island left to move to was Molokai. And I was like, okay, I think I've had enough. I took my family there and I was like, I don't know if this is really what I want. And of course, I wasn't a believer at that time. And so I decided to step away from federal service and just pursue my business full time. So I had 3 farms at the time. 2 in Palolo and then 1 out in Waimanalo, and I was going strong. I had a lot of employees, and so what happened was just this strange course of events. About 4 of my key employees, one got married, one went on a world trip, one got this fabulous job, and another one, kind of his marriage fell apart. So I'm sitting here on the farm with these 3 farms, and basically alone. I had a few, you know, part-time workers, but it was just overwhelming. I was doing 110 hours a week, and I was just like, I don't think I can keep this up. And, you know, like I told you before, I was reading the Bible, and my life was being transformed by God's word. And I just had this epiphany that, you know, and I felt like giving up, honestly, like, okay, mm-hmm. I need either go back to the federal government or do something else, or I don't know if this... You know, farming was great. It's just the work demands were high. And it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in Waimanalo, the hot sun, and the area got radiant. Now, I'm not one of these, you know, I don't, you know, whether God spoke to me or whatever was happening. It just, this feeling came over me and this power. It said, Dan, you know what you have to do. Hmm. And it was a crazy vision that I got of, you know, me speaking at Kaiser High School, which is the high school that I graduated from. And I was like, okay, God, I don't know exactly what that it's about, but, you know, I'm just going to accept that that's from you. And that's really the beginning of me getting into ministry, because, you know, the next day I'm sitting there, you know, in the morning, I'm reading the paper. That's when, you know, you had classified ads in the paper, and we didn't have you know, we didn't have Craigslist and all these other great things we have nowadays. So I'm, you know, reading through the paper and I'm like, why don't they have a job in here? You know, because there was a lot of healthcare workers, nurses. Why don't they have a job in a hospital for a farmer? I'm like, why don't they? And I open the thing and there it is, right there. Hana Community Health Center, facilities director, but specialty in agriculture. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You're kidding me. I called them up. I sent in my resume and next day I was on a plane. And that's how, that's basically the beginning of my ministry. I became a Christian in that short time span. And I'm like, okay, God, well, what do you want from me? He's like, I'm moving you to Hana. And I'm like, huh? I mean, it's beautiful there, but it's Hana? Hana? But it was incredible. So I was facilities director of the hospital doing, you know, maintenance, electricity, you know, plumbing, all this kind of stuff, grounds. And at the, 2 o'clock every day, about 70 to 80 high school and junior high kids would come and work on the farm with us that we had started there. And that was an incredible process because, you know, first of all, just getting into the Hana community, but working with these kids, they would like push me. You know, I was an outsider, right? So even though I was local, but I was really an outsider, they would push all of my buttons. And I'd be like, God, is this, why did you take me here? You know, this is not the promised land here, God, you know? And so they would, you drive me nuts, but, you know, I, you know, work, and then the end of the day, we give them a ride home. They were sitting there, a group of about 60 kids, and they were playing the ukulele, and they were singing worship songs. I was like, what the heck? These guys are crazy. And, you know, I was almost tearing up, and then one of the kids said, the roughest kid, he goes, hey, he goes, Mr. Cole, he goes, you know why we're singing this song? I was like, no. He goes, we know you're a Christian, that's why. I was like, oh man, that was incredible. Just grabbed my heart. I was like, you know what I mean? So that was the beginning of ministry for me, and worked in Hana, and it was okay, but I was flying in and out of Hana every week. And one of my wife just said one week, and she goes, I heard this thing on the radio for this Youth for Christ something. Maybe you heard about, I never heard about Youth for Christ in my life. She goes, maybe you should apply for it. So I applied, and that's where I began my walk with YFC at that time.
This is just an amazing story, Daniel. Thank you so much. To just know that you're willing to just follow the Lord wherever he takes you, even to Hana. And then he's got 60 to 70 young people that impact your life. To open up a paper for a job, how many times do you think a hospital job wanting agriculture is ever in the paper? Next to never. God just truly has worked uniquely and powerfully in your life, and praise God for your heart to receive and your wife's, and to just trust and follow the Lord.
So Daniel, you take the step of faith.
Yes.
What happened? How did you get involved with YFC?
So, you know, I was working in Hana and, you know, going back and forth and kind of over this 9-seater airplane ride once a week. And I was working as a youth pastor in a local church, a Hope Chapel church. And, you know, I walked into the, that's a funny story as well, but I was a youth pastor and my wife said, hey, why don't you just apply for this job? And so I went there and I met, you know, met the staff, met the executive director at the time, and kind of laid out what we were going to do. And it seemed like something that I wanted to do. And it was, you know, full-time ministry. And so, like, you know, a lot of missionaries, then there's a huge component or a huge, you know, pressure to, you know, raise your own funds. And I was like, wow, that's a huge unknown, God. I'm leaving the, you know, staying at Richard Pryor's house in Hana and flying in and out with a company.
The Richard Pryor,
a company car there. And, you know, you had everything, expense account. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to take this job in Oahu working for Youth for Christ, doing I don't know what. I didn't know it. I was green at the time. You know what I mean? I just basically a believer for a little over a year, and you know, I was working as a youth pastor, but that, you know, that was just, here's the guy, throw him in there and get
him
going.
I hope I'm not going too far ahead, but I feel like we need to do some backfilling from the standpoint of agriculture. How did you get I mean, this has been so much a part of your life. How did you get involved in agriculture? Your training, how did It seems that God has placed a passion in you.
Yeah, I think, you know, all of us, you, Danny and Suzanne, you all have these innate gifts that God gives you, this ability to turn stones into walls and make magic out of them. And I think I can remember just as a kid, you know, kindergarten, we're out working in the yard and I was just loving it. My dad's yelling at me. He's like, hey, dinner's ready. Everyone's in. And I was like, I'm the only one out here. I'm the only one here. And growing up, like I said, in Hawaii Kai, a lot of the, it's a fancy neighborhood. A lot of the gardeners there took a note of me. And, you know, I was curious about, how do you grow this? So I had this incredible, you know, sort of backstreet training from people that were just, you know, incredibly gifted. This one guy I didn't know at the time, he was this Christian guy, you know, kind of like you, like a, you know, an evangelist at that time, but he was also a yard keeper. But he said, if I'm going to teach you how to grow, then you got to follow what I say. And I didn't know it was the Bible that he was teaching me. You know, I was just like, okay, so he would teach me something and he'd say, okay, now I'm going to show you how to grow this. I'll show you how to plant this. I'll show you how to do this. You know, I was like, wow, this guy is crazy.
He was discipling you.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, really in the art of what you're doing now and even planting seeds in your life.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I look back at it and I put a word to it as a developer. That's the one thing I love to do is look at people, look at situations and say, how can we make this better? And, you know, if I look back at all the farms that I was working at. One of them was a dump and we turned it into a farm. Then God gave me another farm in Waimanalo and that was a dump and we turned that into a farm. And, you know, I think God's saying, like, this is what I want you to do is like see people's potential and help them to develop into that.
A divine attribute indeed.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard of the term developer as a gift. And of course it is. Thank you for that.
And a divine attribute because that is exactly what God does in our lives. Dear friend, as you listen to Daniel Cole, I hope you caught that. Let's catch it again. Put your fingers on it. Grab it. Hold it. Hold it close to your heart. God is a developer. God develops you. He looks at us. He looks at us. And he sees unfinished. He sees some things are mangled. Some things are like trash, or some may say. But that's not what he sees. He sees beauty. He sees marvel. Oh, the kiss of God.
And may I add, he sees beginnings.
New beginnings. Yes, Suzanne, new beginnings for you, dear friends. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Daniel Koe has over 15 years of managerial, agricultural, and natural resource protection experience. He's a hopeful futurist who can follow through with creativity and determination. He's a longtime advocate for the protection of Hawaii's natural beauty. He graduated from the University of Hawaii and also the College of Tropical Agriculture. And he completed his graduate work there. Background very, very deep in what he does. But he is also the executive director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We are grateful you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the program in its entirety, you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I would encourage you that as you do, not only listen to it and be inspired and grow and encouraged through it, but pass it along to a family member or friend. Share this message of hope with others. Daniel, now take us back to, you talked to us about how from a very young age you learned that you had this very special gift, but you didn't stop there. You developed it. Again, of course, God brought people into your life to help you, to teach you things, but to develop it at the graduate level, how did that process take its course?
Well, as I was telling you earlier, Danny, high school was difficult for me. So I did drop out of high school in the 10th grade and spent a year on a goat farm. And it was kind of interesting being there. I was sort of like, my job was to shepherd the goats every day. So I'd take them out, walk them out into the pasture, sit up in a tree, read a book, watch the goats, protect them from the dogs. And I didn't know about at the time. I was like, well, I guess this is just, what happens. My dad said, if you're not going to school, you got to go to work. So I went to work. And that was kind of the beginning of it. And, I always had this knack and this really keen interest on how things grew and how to make things, propagate them. And so I kind of perpetuated that. Our yard at that time was there was no grass in it. My dad was like, what would you do to the lawn? And I'm like, well, we got to water it anyway, so we might as well grow stuff. But I think, God was always working in my life to encourage what he had put in me from the beginning, this desire to want to see things, be nurtured and grown. And, so I graduated high school and I was like, okay, well, I think I'm going to
So you went back to school?
Correct. I went back after I dropped out and I graduated with my class and started to get my head back in order again, just academically, not the rest of my life. But I said, I think I'm going to go to college. So, you know, I wanted to be a doctor. You know, my sister is a doctor. So here I'm a pre-med at UH. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if this is, you know, if this is the right crowd to be with. So I made double majored in agronomy and soil science and took a lot of chemistry classes and this and that. And it just so happened that, senior year, and I was talking to my friend. I was like, hey, what are you going to do for summer? He goes, well, I'm working for the USDA in a summer program. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, you should go apply. So I applied and they hired me. And that was kind of the beginning of my, you know, professional career into agriculture. At that time, I had a farm, you know, I had always been growing. So since about 10th grade, we had a piece of land and I was always growing stuff at a banana farm and things like that. So I always had that on the side. And, you know, it was kind of like good training ground for me. But working with the USDA, and then I went from island to island with the USDA, and then they said, well, we're going to bring you back to Oahu, and would you like to go into the graduate studies program to study water chemistry? And I'm like, sure, you know what I mean? So they paid for me to go to graduate school there, and it was a great time, you know, great time for myself. I had a lot of time up at the UH, met a lot of international students, helped a lot of people out, and you know, what's ironic when I look back at it, a lot of my friends and my professors were all Christians and had Bible studies, and they were probably praying for me at that time. You know, when I look back at it now, and I look back at some of the people that support YFC, and you know, these are my old professors, and I'm sure they're shocked. They go, they couldn't be the same Daniel Cole that went to grad school here. That couldn't be the same guy.
And maybe in some ways, it is not the same guy. He's a new man. Same name, but new person in Christ.
I think, you know, God really changed my perspective on the way that I looked at life and the things that I valued at that time. You know, the business, and had a pretty good paying federal job. And so it was like, you know, money was important to me. And, you know, other things weren't as important, like relationships, family, health, all those kinds of things. And I think God said, like, and he kind of like turned the lens and said, let's just focus on this stuff. What's, you know, what it's important to God and how that's going to fulfill your life.
That's exactly it. And praise God that he gave that redirection. But you were also gifted with a thirst for knowledge, Daniel. I mean, clearly, when I think of the people that inspired him and...
Yeah, just... I don't remember when the last time was someone said, well, Kissinger and Sorensen and Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah, it was actually, the Sorensen part is an interesting part of my family's history. My dad and my mom met on the mainland. My dad's a local boy. My mom's from Nebraska. And so he was a reporter for the Washington Post. And so he got involved in politics, and they knew the Sorensen family at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I don't know, here's young Teddy Sorensen, not, you know, the son of, you know, and I'm like, Teddy Sorensen, I didn't know who the heck that was. And then, you know, I start reading about, like, well, this guy wrote all the, you know, this guy's Ted Sorensen Sr. wrote all of the speeches for Kennedy,
right,
supposedly,
exactly,
the ghostwriter. And I was like, this is tremendous, you know. This guy is an incredible writer.
Youth for Christ, what is the vision that God has given you and your team?
You know, Danny, Youth for Christ is something that when you become a part of, the DNA almost attaches to you in a way that, you know, I don't think it can ever leave you. We've seen people, you know, we recently let go of one of our staff because they're moving on, and the comment was, always Youth for Christ. Once Youth for Christ, always Youth for Christ. It's just will always be in you. And that DNA is evangelism. You know what I mean? I find, you know, I've worked in a lot of churches here, and I find myself not being as comfortable in a church setting. Churches are awesome and they're a great place for people to grow, but that's not me. My, you know, the place where I feel like I'm the happiest and I'm doing what God wants me to do is to be working and talking with people who don't know God, you know, non-believers, and that evangelistic front. I really feel like that's where God wants me. And, you know, I have a hard time, pastors say, oh, we want you to come speak at our church. I'm like, oh, I have a hard time because I don't want to offend anybody with, you know, with my approach to the gospel and the message, you know what I mean? It's like I've been, you know, in Youth for Christ for, you know, 10 years in the ministry, 13 years with Youth for Christ, and that's, you know, that's giving 10 messages every week. So that's 10 different messages, Bible studies every week, you know what I mean? And all of that is geared to non-believers. And then when I take that and translate it to the church, you know, sometimes it comes off the wrong way. Mm. But my heart is like, I know that, you know, that I want to be and that God has made me to be a part of YFC because that evangelistic, you know, reach people who are in the same boat, right? God wants to reclaim the years that the locust ate. You know what I mean? The years that I wasted in high school and, you know, growing up and being a young married person, God wants to redeem that. And so I think that God's put that passion. He said, like, you know, Dan, I want you to help other people so that they don't have to go through everything you did. At least warn them.
How do you do it? What do you do, Daniel, when you're talking? You're at home. You know, that's you flow when you're with someone who doesn't know the Lord. That's your area. That's your niche. When we come back, hey, I want Daniel to share. Maybe it's sort of like a secret. You know, what is it? And the interesting thing about it is, you know, in the body of Christ, we really have to be careful because we can become so comfortable with one another. Yes, we ought to be with one another in the body of Christ. But to the point where we have our own entertainment, we have our own cliques, we have our own way, we have our own language. And then it becomes really a stark contradiction to the very commission that Jesus has given to us. Now, I'm not saying this to make you feel uncomfortable or myself or any Daniel or Suzanne uncomfortable, you know, but sometimes we need to talk about this. I think there's a tension because it ought to be there. It ought to be there because perhaps the Lord, the Spirit is reminding us where we need to look out. Because if it wasn't for someone like Daniel Cole looking out for us, we wouldn't be in the body of Christ. I want him to share some insights, some secrets of what God has taught him when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You talk to someone long enough, at some point, you know, if you're you have any intention to go a little bit deeper than the surface, certain things will begin to ooze out. And when it oozes out, you'll catch it, you'll see it, you'll feel it. And I think when I talk to Daniel Cole, it's a love for people, a yearning, a passion for people who do not know what it is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Am I correct, Daniel?
That's correct, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. You can find out more about Youth for Christ Hawaii at yfchi.org, yfchi.org. Daniel, how do you do it? How do you, for some people, it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's organic for you. How do you do it?
I think, you know, where we're talking about how do we reach, you know, in our circumstance, how do we reach high school kids who are maybe going the wrong way, making bad choices, drugs, sex, alcohol, this kind of stuff. You know, one of the things that I found for me is second nature because I grew up in this crowd. Mm. You know what I mean? A lot of times what we do is when we become a believer, we isolate ourselves from this group. And, I ask my friends, you know, at church, like, how many people do you know that, you know, that are drug users or they're out, you know, whatever, and they don't know that. I'm not going to hang out with people. I think you got to keep yourself in that mix, you know, and I think one of the things, you know, you got to have that background so that you can communicate effectively. But this is what I found. That's one of the true secrets of evangelism. And, you know, people will say, oh, Dan, I'm too old to be in youth ministry. You know what I mean? And I look at that, I say, that's rubbish. Somebody is lying to you. Mm. You know what I mean? Because being there is 90% of what's going to happen in youth ministry, you know, in evangelism. If you're there, the kids see you. You know, what we do is we run high school clubs on the high school campuses. So we're there twice a week. The kids see you there. They're looking at you. They're analyzing you. They're like, why does this guy come? What makes him tick? Why does he help us out? Why does he bring snacks for us? You know what I mean? When I look at people and I say, you know, all the kids are looking for consistency because that's not what they're getting at home. You know what I mean?
So it even be, why does he keep coming?
Mm-hmm. Why does he keep coming? I mean, you know, I've had kids there, you know, 4 years through high school, and I only talk to them when they're a senior. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, I was watching you. You know what I mean? And you know, just the fact that you were there made a big difference in our lives. I think, you know, that's got to be key is, you know, if you show the kids that you're going to come no matter what. Nobody shows up, I'm still going to come. You know what I mean? They see, like, God, this guy is something to this person. But, you know, the other thing you got to do is you got to spend time with people. And, you know, that's, you know, the transformation that YFC has gone through from proclamational evangelism to relational evangelism. It's all about relationships.
Go on. Talk a little bit more about this, especially in light of, we talk about Billy Graham. Billy Graham is a proclamation evangelist. Youth for Christ for many years has been involved in proclamation evangelism. But you're talking about relational evangelism. Go further.
You know, I think that there's efficacy in all kinds of modes of evangelism. Mm-hmm. We know this. You know this, Danny. You're an evangelist. But, you know, what we're finding is that to make a lifelong follower of Christ, you got to have four wheels on the car. So you've got to have somebody with you who's, you know, walking you through it. You know, I got this one kid from Kailua High School. He graduated about 6 years ago. He calls me up all the time. He's like, Dan, you know, my dad died and I'm on ice. And I'm like, that's why your dad died. You know what I mean? And I said, come on. We'll just spend time together. We'll hang out. We'll grab lunch. You know what I mean? Hook him up with the church and stuff like that. You got to be there. Relational evangelism is really key because they want to know, first of all, are you authentic? You know what I mean? And first of all, are you going to be here tomorrow? Are you authentic? And then do you care about me? You know, they don't care. You know, who cares if, you know, does God exist? It's does God care? Does Dan exist? Does Dan care? That's what kids want to know. They want to know that you care.
And God has given you a testimony. His walk through your life, Daniel, is so relational to so many of our young people today. So they've seen they know of the before and after, but they can They can listen to your story, high school dropout, going back. They can really relate to this, and that's what they need. They need to know they're not alone. They're not hopeless. If God can change you, He can change them. You're a beacon of hope for these young people.
Right. I think it's, you know, it's the testing for them to say, you know, because they get thrown all these kind of things, you know, God loves you, Jesus died on the cross, all this. But I want to know for real, like, okay, so if God loves me, then what are you going to, you know, how are you going to show that? How are you going to be there, you know?
I imagine that you come across all kinds of scenarios then. The imperfections of life. To say it in a very rather more pristine way, softer way. How do you respond when you hear something rather hideous has taken place, or someone has taken a wrong turn and with a decision that's going to really change the course of their life, and they're ashamed by it? Well, what how do you respond?
You know, Danny, this is, I think, one of the hidden truths of ministry for youth workers, and even probably anybody in ministry, is that the stories of that of what people have been through will rip your life apart. And people say, like, I can deal with it. I can handle it. You know, I worked up at Honolulu, a Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility at the Ola Moana campus. And I'm telling you what, every kid there's story will break you to the point of crying. I mean, it's just like, this can't be right. And I look at the counselor and she's like, that's not even the whole story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, I had this one kid, and I just met him, and, you know, we're kind of building relationships and stuff like that, and he was a senior, and so I said, he was done with school. I said, let's go grab lunch or whatever, and so we're sitting there. I knew him, you know, casually, and I'm just sitting there, and we're eating. I bought him lunch, you know, and it's just something seemed wrong, and I said, hey, you know, something's wrong, right? And he just started to cry, and he said that, you know, it came out that his mom's boyfriend had been molesting him, you know what I mean? And I'm like, this can't be right. And so we talked and we counseled a bit, and I said, you know, we gotta call the police, you know what I mean? It took a time to say that, but you know, I could just see, like, just him and me getting sucked into this whirlpool of life. And I said, we gotta call the police. He said, you know, Dan, I called the police, and they came to the house, and you know, the boyfriend talked them out. It's like one big local guy to another, and I'm like, this is not right. You know, we gotta take care of this problem. And you know, it's turned out when we resolved the problem within the family with the authorities, that this guy had been, you know, taking advantage of his sisters and stuff. And just these kinds of things, you know, take a huge toll on your life. And you know, it's only God that can help you to get through something like that.
Daniel Koh, how do you stay refreshed? You know, when you're hearing this, when you're immersed in it, you're giving out, right? There's virtue, divine virtue flowing through you. You know, even Jesus, when someone touched the cloak of his garment, he said, "Who touched me?" Something came out of me, and virtue came out of me. How do you stay refreshed? How do you stay renewed?
You know, one of my passions, of course, in high school was being in the ocean and surfing. And, you know, it's funny you should say that, Danny, because, you know, I'd spent 25 years not surfing, raising my family. And I went back recently. I started a small ministry of teaching kids to surf and swim. And it's God's arm. I felt like that. I was out at Waikiki for the first time after 25 years of being in the water. And I just felt like that was God's arm, and you know, we were touching the hem of his cloak, and there was healing on the wings of that. And it's just, that's so refreshing just to be out there. And it's like, you know, these waves didn't form on their own. God pushed them so that you could experience his joy and his healing. And so that's one of the ways, you know, I get out there and catch a few waves, get some sun, and you know, spend the remainder of the day, watch the sun go down, and just kind of connect with God, and you know, and also just, you know, build friends out there on the waves.
What would you say, Daniel, to someone right now as they listen? We've got about a minute, a little more than a minute left. A word of hope. Their life has taken a turn that they didn't expect. They're in shock right now. They're neutralized. What would you say?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of us are smart. And if we look intently at our lives, then we begin to question the mistakes that we made, and we begin to be our biggest doubter, you know what I mean, and our worst cheerleader. And I would say this, that when God looks at you, that's not the way he sees it. God sees you through Jesus. God's saying, look, all that junk, all the mistakes, all the things you said, all the things that you should have done that you didn't, all the mistakes that you made, the drugs or whatever it was, what God sees is you through Jesus. And that's really why Jesus came here, is to say, like, I'm here to serve as that sacrifice, so that when God looks at you, he sees my glory, not yours, because we have nothing to present to him.
Lead us in a prayer.
Yes, we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you do in our lives. So I want to thank you for Danny Yamashiro, his ministry on the radio and reaching so many people, and for Suzanne to help him in this job, Lord. I just want to pray for this radio station, Lord. And also want to just pray for all the youth out there in Hawaii, yes, Lord, that, Lord, the ones that don't know you, Lord. I just pray that you will always comfort them, always be with them, Lord. And the ones that do know you, Lord, I pray that you would inspire them to go and reach their friends, Lord, wherever they are. Lord, and those who of us who are in difficult circumstances, I pray that God's healing arm and his comfort will be with us, and that you would come down and save and rescue us. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Daniel, thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing with us. I think Suzanne, we can say it together, feel the tenderness of your heart. And it is a marvel to see what God has done and continues to do in your life, in your business, in your ministry, Youth for Christ. Dear brother, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate
Bless you.
I hope, Suzanne, dear one, that you were moved even as we have been moved by Daniel Coe. And we thank God for him, and we thank God for you. And you can find out more about him at YFCHI.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you that's on Daniel's heart, our heart. If you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. And if you want to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. James 1:4. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Daniel Coe. Find out more at yfchi.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.